Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Thumb Arts Guild is Patty Finan. How are you today, Patty?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You know, we were talking just before we went on. Hard to believe it's been a year already.
Yes, it has. It's gone very, very fast.
It has. But once again, it's time for Art in the Park over in the Thumb there. And it looks like another big event for this holiday weekend.
Yes, it is. It's one of our biggest, biggest event for the year, and have a lot of fundraisers going on too around it, so it's really important for our group, and also great to have a lot of people come and see some wonderful art and buy it.
That's for sure. All right, well, let's talk about the details here. It gets underway this Saturday, right?
Yes, it goes both Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5, and it's held in Gallup Park in Port Austin. So if you go to the stop sign in Port Austin and take a left, which is going west, you'll run into Gallup Park on the south side of the road.
So you pretty much can't miss it.
Nope, you can't. You can't. And there'll be plenty of tents, so you'll know something's going on.
There you go, exactly. Well, something is going on both days. Where do we start? On Saturday, what's happening?
We have the kids' tent open both days. So they're open from 10 to 5, so families can go in together and use some clay and some color and markers and make some artwork for themselves that they can take home. And we have artist demonstrations going on both days at 10:30 and 1. So a lot of wood carving, woodworking, some painting examples, so you can see people actually doing their art. And on Saturday, we have music both days. Actually, Saturday is 11. We have the Bill Denbrock Big Band, so a lot of 1930s and 40s swing music.
Nice.
They're a great group. There's 14 musicians in the band, and they are wonderful.
Wow, okay.
And then on 2 o'clock on Saturday, we've got the George Schwaler Trio, and they're more of a folk, bluegrass, country, sea shanties, all kinds of different kinds of music. But they're really, really good. There's a stand-up bass, a guitar, and an electric guitar, and they're really, really good.
They are. They're at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Then on 2 p.m. on Saturday, right. Yep. And then Sunday at 11, we have Dee Dee Tibbetts coming, and she plays the hammered dulcimer, but a bunch of other different instruments, and a lot of unique and antique instruments, too. So she'll have a lot of different types of music just because of all the different instruments that she plays.
Yeah, that's neat. Okay.
And then 2 o'clock on Sunday is the Spring Street Boys, and they're pretty much a staple here in the Thumb area, and they play 50s and 60s rock and roll, just a lot of fun. They're a good group. They get people up dancing a lot of times, and so the music is a big part of the event. We hope people will come and bring their lawn chairs or sit on the hill and listen and dance and have fun and then go see the artwork.
Yeah, indeed. So it's kind of art all the way around in terms of just about every style there.
Yes, it is. And we actually have some people that are selling books, so even the writing version of the art is represented too. We've got some with some poetry books and just some novels that they're selling. So,
And then food also.
Yes. The North Huron, which is our local school, their National Honor Society does the food for our event, and it goes back into their proceeds and put on their programs for the year. So it's really important for them, too.
Now, you got over 40 crafters and artists who are going to be there, and as we mentioned, just about every format, every medium. So, you know, there's something for everyone at this event.
Yes, there really is. And, you know, it goes all the way from the normal standard watercolor, oil, acrylic photography, down to pen and ink and ceramics and wood creations and jewelry. And we've got a guy that makes some rustic birdhouses reusing artifacts, like, you know, license plates and things in the garage and those kind of things. So it's a really unique thing. Goldie's got some great birdhouses. There's also some ironwork, a bunch of glass, fused glass, stained glass, some gourd art. You would believe what Bunny does with her gourds. Some burn sketching, some furniture, abstract art, graphite drawings. So a lot of fiber art is another big one, too. So a lot of different things that you can come and see and buy.
Yeah, so you might as well make a weekend of it, because it sounds like if you really want to see all of it, you better use both days.
Yeah, exactly. And look now for hotels, because it's pretty hard to find a place to stay now. But it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people that come just for this event. You know, it's just a great fun weekend.
Now, it's Saturday and Sunday, August 30th and 31st, 10 to 5 each day at Gallup Park in Port Austin. We went through things pretty quick, Patty. If they want more information, how do they get more info on this event?
Yeah, you can go to our website, www.thumbartsguild.org, or you can call me at 989-670-8196. And I did also want to mention our fundraiser on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the silent auction going from 6:30 to 8, light refreshments and some great deals. So if you want to come out, most of the artists that are going to be in Art in the Park have donated a piece of their work for us to use for bidding for silent auction. And so it's a great way to get some artwork at some reduced prices.
Yeah.
But you can also meet the artist and have some light refreshments and just kind of mingle. It's a great kickoff to the weekend.
Boy, you betcha. And again, thumbartsguild.org for more information, or Patty, they can give you a call. And of course, the Thumb Arts Guild, the benefactor of your goodwill, so to speak.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Art in the Park this Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Gala Park in Port Austin. From the Thumb Arts Guild, Patty Finan. Patty, thank you again for joining us here on
Thanks
Michigan.
Thanks so much for having us, Kevin.
You're welcome.